All right, let's move on. I want to move on to the Francine Katz case, which was front page news pretty much during the 3 weeks or so of that trial. She, of course, is the former Anheuser-Busch employee, female, high-ranking executive, who was charging gender discrimination, claimed she wasn't paid as much as the fraternity brothers, as one of the ways that she put it, running the brewery at the time that she was there. She lost the case. Barbara, were you surprised that she lost?
I was very disappointed. I wasn't surprised because it's a very, very tough case. The best case in terms of pay discrimination is something you would bring under the Equal Pay Act, and that's where the jobs that you're comparing are identical. This was not that case. This case was brought under the Missouri Human Rights Act, and it alleged gender discrimination in pay with jobs that were not identical. And the plaintiff Katz argued that she really did do most, if not all, of the duties or duties that were as important as those performed by her predecessor, Mr. Jacobs. The company argued that Jacobs was the executive vice president in charge of communications and that she was just in charge of public relations, which is a more lowly job. Under the Missouri Human Rights Act, this is what did surprise me. Under the Missouri Human Rights Act, what the plaintiff has to prove is that gender was a contributing factor to the discriminatory act. Under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, there's a higher standard. There you have to prove that gender was a motivating factor in the setting of the pay. So Katz chose state court for a number of reasons, but that is a significant reason. And I heard the opening arguments, so I knew what the evidence was going to be. And I really thought that they were going to put on enough to show contributing factor. There was discussion of the golf outings that she was excluded from. There was one fantastic story about how she had to go someplace on business, and she took a private plane, a corporate jet, going to the same place as another corporate jet full of men with empty seats, but they didn't want her in her plane in the same plane. And there was testimony from August Bush, I believe, the third, that he
older.
Felt more comfortable with the men on the strategy committee than he did with her. And to me, that is very good evidence that gender was at least a contributing factor.
But he also said that Jacobs was his advisor,
his
and
advisor,
he went to him for many other things. It seemed to me, the layperson looking at this, that was the thing that broke the back of the Katz case.
Well, that very well may be. I'm kind of skeptical about that, about how much of an advisor he was or why he was his advisor. You know, he was a male, obviously. He was an African-American with a long history of activism in the community, and he looked good as an advisor. How close he really was, I don't know.
Any thoughts, Bill? I mean, I wonder how intimidating it is for people like the Bush family showing up and people like John Jacobs showing up in front of a jury.
Well, I guess maybe they would be impressed by that. I mean, I think it's hard for a woman who makes a lot of money to go before a jury that maybe those folks don't make that much money and say, I really should have been making more.
But one of the jurors said afterwards that money was
not
the issue.
That wasn't
an issue,
right?
Yeah,
but I
wonder.
But.
I mean, I'm not saying that juror wasn't telling the truth.
I agree with Bill. It's hard to say, oh, yeah, I can see this, the difference between $1 million and a year versus $3 million a year or $6 million, whatever. It's just outrageously high to the average person.
It was more than that. I think she was making $300,000, which is obviously a lot of money.
But I thought her total compensation was like $1 million a year.
Her total, well, when she got the stock options at the end of the Anheuser-Busch, it was more than $9 million.
It was something like $14 million.
$14 million.
Yeah, but that had to do with the stock options and having to cash them in with InBev.
Right.
The money certainly was a big issue in jury selection. Jury selection took over a day, and a lot of the questions went to, could you award money to someone who already makes, you know, millions of dollars? And a lot of jurors said that they couldn't do it, or potential jurors. Mm-hmm. So presumably when they got a jury, those people were able to put that aside. As Bill says, though, could they really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess the next question is this ripe for appeal?
Well, yes, I think it is. I think they're going to appeal.
On what basis?
I have been told by one of the attorneys for Katz that there were some jury instructions that they believe were erroneous.
Huh.
And that
Well, so that would mean if they did won on appeal, which is a big if, but if they did, then all you would do is have to retry the case with new jury instructions.
That's correct.
So it doesn't mean that it's overturned, you win. It just means you get a second bite at the apple.
But more often than not, it means you settle.
Yeah, exactly.
We had I have to say that we had invited Marianne Sade, who was Francine Katz's attorney, to be on this program. And this was during the middle of the trial. If it were over, would she be on the program? She says no, because however it turns out, there are going to be appeals. So I think there's going to be an appeal.
Yeah, I think there will be too.